Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Here's your morning brief for Wednesday, March 29th. I'm Kate Bullivant for The Wall Street Journal. UBS is bringing on a former CEO to head up the bank. The Swiss banking giant is tapping Sergio Ermotti to return as CEO and replace current chief Ralph Hamers. Ermotti will have a lot on his plate after UBS agreed to take over longtime rival Credit Suisse earlier this month, a deal that will require it to integrate its operations and decide which divisions to downsize, on top of reassuring clients, employees and investors. Ermotti, who previously ran UBS for 9 years, described the task as urgent and challenging. He'll take over on April 5th. Crypto exchange Binance is shedding deposits by the billions. As of Monday evening, traders had pulled $2.1 billion from Binance's Ethereum blockchain over the preceding week. That's according to crypto data provider Nansen, which said Binance still has more than $63 billion in publicly disclosed wallets. Those withdrawals come as Binance deals with a host of other issues, including being sued by the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, which alleged the company operated illegally in the US and violated rules designed to prevent illicit financial activity. A Binance spokeswoman didn't immediately respond to a request for comment. Taiwan's leader, President Tsai Ing-wen, is stopping over in the US today on her way to Central America. The trip could become a new point of contention between the US and China, with Beijing this morning warning of retaliation if Tsai meets with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. Stock markets in Asia ended the day mainly higher and European shares rose in early trading. US stock futures are also set for a positive open. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.